The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, on this Friday morning as we head into Memorial Day weekend, it's time to get ready for summer, and that includes ice cream, and you can get your ice cream at Pine Grove Park now. Not at a little something because they're closing. Lucy DeLine has been part of a little something for
13 years.
Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning.
Bittersweet weekend for you as you close the store, but you move down to Pine Grove Park with the ice cream stand. Let's talk a little bit more about a little something. This has been a really special place downtown, hasn't
it? It has been a very special place, and I'm very sad that it is closing, but the numbers weren't there, and we just needed more customers, and I know it seemed busy during ice cream season, but during the winter, we were having a tough time, so it was time to close, so we are closing, but the good news is that we are going to Pine Grove Park with the same ice cream as Ashby Ice Cream, it's a Michigan-made ice cream. We've always been fortunate to have that, and people love it, Michigan Pothole being our number one seller. Amaretto Cherry is another big seller, along with Superman and Play-Doh ice cream. And we will have those at the park. We'll also have a sugar-free and a dairy-free, which we have carried in the past. But we're very excited for this weekend because it's supposed to be an exceptionally warm weekend. Tomorrow is our last day downtown at the actual shop at 205. So if you're downtown, stop in there because we still have all the ice cream. And if you're at the park, stop at the park. In addition to the ice cream, we are selling hot dogs, pretzels, nachos. We're selling all kinds of pop, Gatorade, slushies, super slushies.
So a little
Dippin' Dots,
a lot of stuff, and it's all summer every day, right?
It's every day. We're going to be open 11 to 8, 7 days a week. Of course, if it rains or there's a big storm, we will close. But, yeah, we're very excited about that. Those are going to be our regular hours right straight from Memorial Day through Labor Day. We might stay open weekends in September, depending on the weather. There are a few activities that will be at the park in September that we'll stay open for. And another good thing is baseball started up there. There's actually two leagues going on, one on Saturday evening and one on Sunday evening. So if you're bored with nothing to do, stop up there, watch a couple games. The old timers always like sitting in the stands and watching that. Grab some ice cream or a hot coffee, and we'll selling coffee and hot cocoa too.
It's such a great place to be. I mean, you've got all the boats going by on a nice summer day. You got some baseball there. You can just hang out in Pine Grove Park, have an ice cream, have as you said, hot coffee if needed.
Sometimes it gets cool at night.
That breeze could be a little chilly, but I think you're going to sell a lot of ice cream.
I think we will too. And I always say, when I started working up there 4 years ago, it's like a million-dollar view. I mean, where else can you watch? The water is gorgeous with that blue. A bridge that you cross over to another country, and then those big ships coming through and boats going by all day long, the sun shining. It's just a beautiful park. And actually, it's a well-kept park. I think people take care of it because it's been there for so long. We also take care of the bathrooms. We have 4 bathrooms that are connected to the concession stand. But we've really never had anything big mess.
Yeah.
And I really think it's because it's, an old park and people love it and they want it to look nice all the time. It's a showcase for Port Huron.
It is. And those of us that live, in the area are lucky enough to be able to utilize it. I think people come from quite a distance sometimes just to spend a day in Pine Grove Park.
There's a lot of sitters. We noticed that during the pandemic when we were up there that people would come and they'd bring their chairs and they would sit there all day long. They'd walk over, get a coffee in the morning, come back for a hot dog and then ice cream in the afternoon. And they would sit there all day long. And I've noticed throughout the years that a lot of people do that. They'll have little circles of people they'll meet there and just enjoy the view plus the, their company.
Yeah. Bring the kids. There's plenty of things for them to do, run around, get their energy out.
There's also a lot of dog walkers. There's a sidewalk that goes right straight through Pine Grove Park on our side and on the water side. And I'm amazed at how many dogs walk by there. And just, it's just a great place to walk your dog. And the playground's really nice. I mean, it's a beautiful playground for children. And there's a lot of those, I don't know what it's called, like skateboarding. Mm-hmm. They kind of like do that skateboarding thing down there. And I enjoy watching that. They come over and get a pop and water and... But we have it all up there. So stop by 11 to 8, 7 days a week, starting today.
Starting today. Yes. Get your ice cream. Get your Superman ice cream.
That's
how you know it's summer. When you've got a Superman ice cream cone, you know it's summer.
That's correct.
Well, congratulations on that. We're sorry to see a little something go. We understand the economics, like you said, it just wasn't viable. But we're so glad that the ice cream stand is still going to be open starting today. That means summer's here, right?
That does mean summer's here.
Lucy, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Lucy DeLine with us on WPHN. Let's take a look at the weather forecast right now.